Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network.
Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go!
I'm here to put you up on game because I know that we need it.
You want NFL experience? Then this is the show for you. This is Up On Game.
Relax and take notes while I put you up on game.
With LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. Live from the TireRack.com studios of Fox Sports Radio. And now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington and TJ Houshmandzadeh.
Man, welcome back in to the show, our second hour. We're broadcasting live from TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. LeVar Arrington, that's my partner. I'm what TJ Houshmandzadeh, up on game, Fox Sports Radio. Again, you guys want to comment? Just tweet at LeVar Arrington. Tweet at Hoosh84. Tweet at Fox Sports Radio. You guys just want to enjoy the show, enjoy the show. Now, big sports day in the NBA now. It's a big sports day, you know. The play-in games are over. Mm-hmm. We are now playoff basketball. Playoff basketball. And actually, the first game is going to be kicking off here in a with the Magic and the Cavs, but it's a slate of games. You got Magic, Cavs, Suns, Timberwolves. I'm looking forward to that series. 76ers and Knicks. I'm also looking forward to that series because I believe the 76ers may upset them. Mm-hmm. And then we got, you know. Oh, they say the best for last.
The murking of the king.
Wow. That's how you really going to disrespect us?
Sorry if it comes across as disrespect.
Wow. No respect for us on the Lakers and the Nuggets.
Sorry if comes across as disrespect, but I mean, dang. What you want me to say?
Hey, listen, man. We've lost 8 in a row to the Nuggets.
I love the fact that Laker fans, even at the highest level of accomplishment, such as a guy like yourself, TJ Houshmandzadeh, says we and us when speaking and referencing the team.
Yeah.
Don't worry. If they win, you didn't win. If yeah, they lose, win. You didn't lose. Your
it
team
feel like,
lost.
Hey, man, when my team be losing, man, I feel like I lost. I be taking that on the chin like I played, like I'm preparing and all that, man.
That is hilarious. You know, that Cavs Magic series, they're so evenly matched, TJ. I know you didn't name that as one of the matchups that excites you, but that's going to be an exciting matchup, my guy. Like, the Cavs are a good team, man, and they, you know, they do their thing, and the Magic is a young, good team as well. They do their thing. That's going to be a crazy matchup there, man. I mean, I really like these early matchups. I really do. I expect for KD and Booker to try to prove a point against the Timberwolves and that series.
Dude, that series is going to be crazy.
It's going to be lit.
Carl Anthony Towns is back. Yeah, he's Anthony back. Edwards. And then you have KD, Book, Bradley Beal. That series is going to be
hey, bro, this
crazy.
This is one of those moments in time where you can see a KD, if he can find his way back to that vintage KD, and see Booker and Bradley Beal has really, like, he's one of those guys that has flown under the radar, but he's been an elite guy for quite some time. That big three, if they can assert themselves, they can take themselves to another level in terms of, like, KD's where he's at. It's like more so proving that he's still a guy and he isn't over the hill. He isn't getting over the hill. Whereas the younger guys, they could take a definitive step forward, which Bradley Beal isn't a young guy anymore either. But, well, I guess Booker isn't a young guy anymore either, even though they're still kind of young. But they could take a step forward. But I'm telling you, Anthony Edwards on that Timberwolves team, if he can put a dagger in the heart of these Phoenix Suns, bro, with the way he plays, look at him in this playoffs. And if he can have a dominant run, he can actually change the trajectory of how people talk about him as a player. He can start putting his name, you can start putting his name in the conversations in the circles of most elite players in the NBA. People
what?
Really,
hey, his look name here. Is already there.
Well, hey, listen to what I'm telling you.
For me, it is.
People, and you're right, but what I'm saying is people forget how lean and how competitive the years were when Michael Jordan first came into the league, and how they weren't really what, like, it was like a rough 7 years almost. You know what I mean? It was rough for MJ. And then he climbs into, and they build a team, and the team goes, starts to do more, and they start to accomplish more. And then you start seeing MJ for who he really is. Like, Nike invested in him from the jump, no doubt about it. You knew he was great coming out of college. He was able to get a championship. We know that. But it took a while for him to really become the dominant figure that we came to know in the NBA. And I'm telling you, I ain't calling Ant-Man MJ. I'm not saying that. But he damn sure can put himself into starting to have the conversations of a reign of dominance by a really, really super excited. I haven't been this excited about a player singularly.
And KD, he need this playoff series.
He needs it.
So that's why it's so interesting, because you're talking about a player that is trying to establish himself as, I'm here. The league is going to go through me moving forward. And then you also have a player that, what you mean is going through you? It's still through me. And Kevin Durant. Or I can will this team to a victory, because the narrative of Durant, oh, you go to Golden State and you kind of hop on their coattails, which I completely disagree with. And then you go to Brooklyn, it doesn't work out. You get traded to Phoenix. And so for me, Kevin Durant has a lot. He has a lot to prove in this situation, because if Phoenix doesn't win this series, how many teams are really going to be gung-ho about, oh, let's get a big three? Because these big threes, they not – what are they doing? What are they doing? And so for Kevin Durant, his legacy and what he wants to accomplish, The Phoenix Suns got to win this. They cannot lose this series. They must win it. But you're going against a bad boy in Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Like, his confidence, the way he plays the game. And then you got the Knicks who
– with Brunson.
With Brunson. Brunson is like
– he's the man.
He's the star that nobody never talks about. But I'm going to tell you what, with Embiid back, I like the Sixers in this series.
Ooh.
I like the Sixers. I don't know if it's – I mean,
well, what does
from
that
the seeding, I guess it's an upset.
Your boy Jokic, what is that – what does that mean for him?
What you mean?
What is that? I mean, he needs to get out of this series.
Oh, you talking about the Joker?
The Joker.
Man, listen, man. I like our chances in this. They done beat us 8 in a row. I like our chances against the Nuggets. The thing about the Nuggets, man, when you watch our games.
No, my bad. I took you. I said the Joker. I'm talking about the other one, the Jokic in Dallas. Did I get his name
wrong? Oh, you talking about Luka Doncic?
Doncic.
Oh, He played tomorrow.
I'm saying the Mavericks. You was talking about the Mavericks and they're playing the Clippers.
The Mavs and the Clippers play tomorrow.
The 76ers play
the Knicks.
The Knicks, okay.
With Jalen Brunson.
Okay.
Yeah. And so Embiid is back.
Do you think he's healthy enough back, though?
Man, 80% Embiid is better than damn near every center in the NBA, minus the Joker. And so, if Embiid is back, if Embiid can give me 30-12, Philadelphia winning this series, man.
Okay.
They're going to win this series.
I started thinking Mavericks, and because that's going to be an interesting series as well, because they both these teams and players have a lot on the line. So, that's my bad. I started getting ahead of myself on what I was
yeah,
thinking.
Well, these are just today's slate of games. Yeah, you know, we got cuffs coming in a minute, so then that's we're going to get into the entire weekend.
And then y'all can fanboy out. Y'all can fan out.
Yeah, but I'm, then we get to the Lakers and the Nuggets. The last 8 games we played, I mean, it might have been a blowout here and there, but for the most part, 4 minutes left in the game, it's a 5-point game, give or take. And they just run this pick and roll. They isolate Jokic at the top, and they execute. And we don't. That's the difference. 4 to 5 minutes left in the game. The game is in the balance. The Denver Nuggets execute. And we haven't been able to execute, whether it's on the offensive end or the defensive end. We're not executing. We're turning the ball over. We're making mistakes. And what we're doing defensively. That is the key. They got to fix that. You got to fix it. You can't make mistakes in the playoffs in your execution on defense and where we want to be, what we want to do, what we should be doing. You can't make those mistakes. You grown men. You're professional. We got a game plan. We're going to stick to it. And so if we can do that, I like our chances.
I can't wait to hear Cuffs on the other side of the break because, you know, y'all, he missed fanboying out with you, you know, and so.
Man, Cuffs need to be hitting me up, man, about the little, you know, the little live stream he be doing?
Yeah, you need to
get on that thing and go crazy. They don't want me on that live stream. I'll be wilding out when I be watching games.
That would be epic. And I've seen how you watch games before. And again, you do not fall in the category of most Californians. You certainly are not passive, and you certainly can be very aggressive in how it is that you feel about certain things. And you know what? That's why people love the Hush. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
I'm just a passionate person, LeVar.
There it is.
I'm a passionate person that's very competitive, man. That's just, I don't know where it come from, man. That's just who I am. That's how I'm wired.
You really be believing it. I tell you that, boy. And you be, and it could be a little league game. And it's going to be the same exact energy.
Oh, when it's competition, when it's competition and it's ready to play ball, the age don't matter. We let's go.
The funniest just, thing
that flip is switched.
Before we go to break, the funniest thing
that's flip
about,
is switched. That switch
imagine,
is flipped.
we've done. You mentioned Speak for Yourself earlier. We've done Speak for Yourself. We're now Up on Game. Two of the quickest dudes that would be kicked off of a show. For their mouth and the language that comes out of their mouth in the in the competition arena. I think back, I always think back to the game when we were on the sideline coaching at Poly, Long Beach Poly with AP, and we were playing against Gardena, Sarah of Gardena in the game. And you and I, at one point, I think we went unconscious with the way we were speaking about something that was taking place during the course of that game. If that could have been recorded, which, by the way, we were recorded that year for the machine, the reality television show that ended up coming out. It's kind of interesting that we actually do radio shows, and we've done television shows where we actually get through the topics of conversation, knowing how it is we approach saying certain things the way that we say it in certain scenarios.
I like how you phrase that. I like how you did that, LaVar. I really like that. I like it.
So sophisticated in our deliveries, yet if you were to really hear our native tongue, we would probably be dumped the first 10 times and then canceled after that. So there you go, which is interesting.
We're going to take this break, and when we come back, we're going to have Some Dude Podcast, Cuffs the Legend, joining us. That's LaVar Arrington.
Hey.
I'm TJ Houshmandzadeh.
That's right.
Fox Sports Radio, Up on Game. We'll be right back.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back in Up on Game, live from the Tyrek.com studio. I'm TJ Houshmandzadeh alongside Mr. LaVar Arrington.
You know it.
And before we bring in Cuffs, let's get to Isaac Lohenkron, ILO, with the updates.
Thank you, TJ. The NBA playoffs are officially underway. And man, are the Cleveland Cavaliers underway. They've jumped out to a 19-8 lead over the Orlando Magic. 4 minutes and 24 seconds in, Cleveland has started the contest 7 out of 9 from the field, 5 out of 5 from three-point range, including a pair of three-pointers by Evan Mobley and Donovan Mitchell. Orlando has opened up 2 for 6 from the field. Again, Cleveland 19, Orlando 8, 7 minutes and 36 seconds left to play in the first quarter in Game 1 of the playoffs. One Major League Baseball game going on right now at Yankee Stadium. The Yankees and Tampa Bay Rays are scoreless in the top half of the second inning. College football, you know, last season, now former Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh promised his team that if they went 15-0 and won the national championship, he would get it tattooed. Well, today, Jim Harbaugh made good on his promise. He was back in Ann Arbor for Michigan's national championship ring ceremony. He revealed a tattoo on his right shoulder reading M15-0 on the right shoulder of former Michigan and now Los Angeles Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh. Finally, sad news on multiple accounts in the world of sports. Popular sports trivia expert and former TV personality Howie Schwab has passed away. Schwab was best known for the sports trivia show Stump the Schwab, which aired from 2004 to 2006. And former NFL quarterback Roman Gabriel has passed away at the age of 83. Yeah, passed away today at the age of 83 from natural causes, according to his son. Gabriel played 16 seasons for the Rams and Eagles. He won the NFL's Most Valuable Player Award in 1969. He was a four-time Pro Bowler, led the NFL in touchdown passes on 2 occasions. Fellas, back to you.
Alo, appreciate you. Thank you. With no further ado, we're going to bring him in. This is pretty much turned into my favorite segment every week, man, when we ring Cuffs on. So, some dude show. Cuffs the legend. Come talk to us, my boy. These playoffs is kicking off.
Now, it's time to check in with Cuffs the Legend from Some Dude Show podcast on Up on Game Presents. Cuffs is giving you his spicy takes on what's going down.
Hope you can take the heat like LeBron.
And now, here's Cuffs the Legend.
It's go time.
Cuffs the Legend.
Cuffs, what up?
What up, man? Look. Hey, I love my theme song, man. I appreciate the theme music. It's phenomenal, right? I told you, I feel like Mike Tyson at 89, 90 coming out to the ring with that music. But I will say that my theme song for today is Beanie Siegel, Feel It in the Air, my brother.
Oh.
I feel it.
Hey, Cuffs, no lotto. I used to listen to the DMX version of Feel It in the Air before every game, bro. That feel,
Listen, so that's I Feel It in the Air. And what I feel in the air is D'Angelo Russell.
The Lakers going home in a sweep, a clean sweep.
D'Lo, this is his moment. This is his opportunity, man, to totally rewrite history, change the entire narrative about him, because he has shriveled up in the playoffs. No diddy. He has shrunk in the playoffs, but we need D'Lo to rise to the occasion, we meaning Laker Nation. I think he's going to do that tonight. I think we're going to see D'Lo give the Lakers a 20-ball. He's going to hit about 3 or 4 threes tonight, because we know what LeBron is going to do. And I just feel like LeBron James is going into a series for the first time in a very long time as the underdog.
Mm. And he should be an underdog. You know, I mean, if you really think about it, Should I just let y'all finish up on Lakers talk?
I mean, we got other series
15,
going.
20 minutes to talk about Laker talk, or do y'all want to talk about some of these other games that's going on? I mean, I'll leave that.
We should have saved the Lakers for last because you say the best for last. But I want to ask you this.
Oh gosh,
Cuffs, I think it's going to be an upset in the Knicks Sixers series. What you think?
I think it's going to go 7 games. Because this series reminds me of one of those old Knicks and Pacers type series, like a lot of physicality. Both of these teams are tough. They're going to get physical. The only thing that concerns me for the Sixers is Joel Embiid's knee and his conditioning. Like, I feel like he needs to train with the Navy SEALs this offseason. He needs to get his cardio under control.
Right.
I mean, it's not just the fact that he's out right now. I mean, he came back from an injury real quick. It's like it's been a continuing thing every year with Joel. But I think the reason I picked the Knicks, man, I think it's going to go back to MSG. And we're going to get a game seven in the Garden. And that crowd, Tracy Morgan and Spike Lee, you know, Seinfeld, that Knicks crowd, man, they've been so eager and thirsty for these moments. And now they're a two seed. I think it's going to be a seven-game series, TJ. But I think on paper it looks like Maxey and Embiid do have that advantage. But Jalen Brunson, man, he's going to give us some games that's going to put him in, I feel like, the pantheon of all-time greatest Knicks.
Jalen Brunson got to be the most underrated player in the league. You agree?
Yes, by far, man. Dallas Mavericks, they really fumbled a bag because I feel like you could have had him for a little cheaper than Kyrie and giving you the same production as Kyrie. And he just has that glow right now. And I think he's going to show us those moments. That's why I think that series is going to go seven. But the Clippers and the Mavericks, I got my eye on that one because I want to see what Kawhi Leonard is going to do. If he's healthy, Paul George, it's time for Paul George to really decide what you want his legacy to be. Like, what's your legacy, Paul?
Retire.
You're a great podcaster. We love the podcast. You're a good dude. One of my favorite players. Like, aesthetically, his game is, like, beautiful to watch, like Tracy McGrady. But Paul George is like, when are you gonna show us that you playoff P? Is that a real name? Is playoff P a real thing?
Aren't we still waiting on that?
And it's not going to be easy, though. The Dallas Mavericks are playing. They're playing great basketball. It's not going to be easy.
Didn't I get retired when he left Indiana? I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Was it an appearance in Oklahoma City? I mean, when has the appearance been? What was the last one?
LeVar, all I'm saying is I feel like playoff P is just like the woolly mammoth. Like, we've never really seen it. Like,
the abominable snowman. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, exactly. So
the Yeti.
How do y'all feel about the Magic and Cavs? That's a series.
Listen, that game's going on right now. Like, Evan Mobley, of course, Donovan Mitchell, they're off to quick starts in this game. The Magic they're finally starting to kind of to answer, and it seems like they're coming back. Obviously, Wagner, you know, Banchero, this is a battle of some young talent and some new blood on the block in terms of some possibly competitive teams in the East. I think this is going to be an exciting series to watch, but I think Cleveland is one of those teams that are really – should I say sneaky good? I mean, I think they're really good.
Man, the Magic, I had my eye on the Magic for a while. They got
You called them out a while back that you saying you were high on the Magic.
Yes, because of Banchero and Franz Wagner, he might be the most underrated player. He has some Paul Gasol in his game, a young Paul Gasol, even like a little Ginobili in his game. He's really underrated. And I just like the way they all play together. Jamal Mosley has done a good job with that group. But I really see them coming in there, and I think the Magic will win this series. And it's not going to be a shock to people who have been watching them play all year. But I think the Cavs probably will win game one. But if the Magic can split and get one of these first two, Cleveland could be going back in game six down 3-1. Like, it could be a 3-1, I think. It can be a 3-1.
Yeah, I like the Magic in this series as well.
I got
and I'm going to tell
Cavs.
You why. One last point, TJ. Jalen Suggs and Jonathan Isaac, bro. Watch those guys play defense for the Magic. Oh, my God.
That sounds good to me, but I think that you still got to look at a guy like Donovan Mitchell. He can do so many things to hurt you. And as long as he stays healthy and he stays engaged and is aggressive in the game, you know, we had these conversations leading up to the championship games, Cuffs. You know, I'd be giving you that solid feedback and that solid game plan on how teams is going to win. I'm just telling you right now, if he slashes, if he's aggressive, he's going to create spacing on the floor. It's going to create problems for Orlando, and it's going to give Cleveland opportunities to score away from the rim and at the rim. He's going to be the determining factor.
See, the thing with with Cleveland, with Darius Garland, Mobley, they're going to have to score. Can they score consistently enough in this series? That, to me, is can they consistently – can Garland get you 20? Can Mobley get you 15 to 18?
Yes.
Mobley scares me. Mobley scares me, man. He has the box skill set. I call him Baby Bosch, but some nights he's fragile. He gets ghosts. But back to your point about Mitchell. My thing with Donovan Mitchell is it's the same with Paul George. Who is going to step up and be the 2006 version of D-Wade? Is Anthony Edwards going to come in right now in this playoff run and establish himself as a household name? Because we've seen D-Wade do it in 06. Who is going to have that D-Wade run in 06? Is it going to be Anthony Edwards or Spider Mitchell finally going to really step up and be a superstar? Because he walks around like a superstar. To be honest with you, like, I like him. I've met him. But I just think, like, he walk around like he has three or four rings. Are you going to show up and be Spider Mitchell? You can't call you Spider no more.
This got something to do with the playoffs, but it really doesn't. Like, answer this. How is Kawhi Leonard unsure to play game one, but you on the Olympic team?
Kyrie Irving, I apologize, my brother. Kyrie Irving, you deserve that spot. They doing you like Isaiah Thomas in 92, I feel like. Kyrie Irving should be on that Olympic team. He won a chip with Braun. He got great relationships with everybody in the league. We know the politics was going on behind closed doors, man, but Kyrie Irving, I feel like, was one of the most deserving guys to get that spot. But I feel like they gave Kawhi Leonard what I call, like, the family man discount. So he getting the Larry Bird. And, you know, remember Larry Bird and Chris Mullin was washed when they was on the 92 Dream Team. And Kawhi is not washed, but he's medium washed. He's almost, like, medium. He almost there. So it's like I can see the sentimental thing with it, with Kawhi getting that spot. But, man, you know, it's always politics sometimes.
Dude, you're not even certain to play in the playoffs, but you're going to play in the Olympics? Like, huh?
Are they going to Paris? They going to Paris, man. They going over there in Paris, the vibes.
And if you're the Clippers, if you don't play in the playoffs, you letting him play in the Olympics?
Man, we know what the Clippers are. We know what the Flippers are, man. We know. They got a nice new arena coming, though. You seen it, TJ. Man. They got a
Dolphins.
Anytime you're in Inglewood, you're driving on down, you're going to see it. You're going to see the stadium being built.
All right. Let me jump in here and let me take you on a different direction. The Heat has been the kryptonite to the Celtics. Like, beat them up, like bully ball, but they don't have Butts right now, man. They don't have Butler. It almost seems as though the Celtics dialed up to the basketball gods and got what they needed. Now Bam is always going to be a problem, but I just think that if the Celtics are to take a next step, definitive step forward, and not be looked at as guys that disappear. We talked about the Spider. It retired. We talked about the playoff P. It retired. They're on milk box cartons. It's getting dangerously close where Brown and Tatum could end up on them same milk carton displays on where's your game go? Where in the world is your playoff game, the TV show, if they don't do what they need to do against this Heat team in this playoff series? What say you?
Bro, I was on the stream last night, and I said this. This is the crossroads. Bone Thugs and Harmony. I miss my Uncle Charles. Y'all know the song. This is the crossroads for Tatum and Brown. More so, I would say it's more pressure on Tatum because he's the face. He's on the Ruffle potato chips commercials and stuff. But Jason Tatum, man, we've seen all the highlight videos. He has the skill set, the toolbox. He has the look. He has everything that you say that's an NBA star, right? He is a poster child, poster boy, NBA star. He has the sneakers, everything, right? The fresh hairline. He got everything, right? But where is the championship trophy, JT? Is we reaching that point where KD got that certain amount of pressure when he got a certain age? Bron had the pressure since high school. Steph Curry started getting some pressure to win a title. When is he going to step up? When is Tatum going to step up? Because I feel like they can break this duo up if they collapse against like the likes of Orlando in the second round. Say they do face Orlando and Orlando send them home. You definitely got to send everybody home, right? You got to blow it up.
Mm. Wow.
I think the Celtics is coming in ready. Man, they're going to sweep them or it's going to be 4-1, bro.
Is that good enough to just get out of this?
The Celtics are going to make the finals. Don't get me wrong. The Celtics are going to make the finals. If you want to bet your money right now, you're putting your money in the East on Boston because they have so much talent. As long as Porzingis is healthy, you know, Drew Holiday, Derek White. I think Derek White's going to elevate his game even more. You're going to see him getting close to triple-double some of these games, you know, depending on what his role is every night. He's going to be scoring some nights, facilitating some nights. But I think the Celtics are going to get over the hump. They're going to get back to the finals. They've been there before. But my thing is, when they get to these finals against the Lakers or the Nuggets, that's a two-race horse in the West. Mm. Are they going to show up? That's the only question. This is the crossroads for Brown and Tatum.
Okay, and then you said blow it up. How do you blow that up? Who do you get rid of?
Jaylen Brown is going. You would never see them trade Tatum and keep Brown. I don't think there's any scenario we'll see that happen. I don't see that happening. Jaylen Brown possibly to Houston with Udoka. You might can get Jalen Green in Boston plus another player. That would be an interesting move because Jalen Green is on the like precipice of being like a, he's a 25, 26 point per game, baby Paul George type guy. You know, dynamic score. Like, if you can get Jaylen Brown and, like, maybe two first-round picks, if I'm Boston, I would say, yeah, you can have the one-arm bandit. You can have the left hand. You can have the right-hand bandit, Jaylen Brown. Like, you know, like, give me Jaylen Green with JT, a more dynamic creator and shot maker in Jaylen Green. See, I just sold the pitch right there to y'all, right there. Jaylen Green for Jaylen Brown.
Hey, you over here giving them free game. You giving them free game in two firsts?
I'm doing their job, man. I'm doing the GM job for them right now.
Speaking of game, I know TJ's about to take us to break, Cuffs, and always appreciate you coming on. But, I mean, TJ said before you came on, I don't know if you heard him, but why have you not reached out to him to come on to your stream?
Bro, I did.
Okay, well, there you go.
No.
But, you know, TJ does get elusive when we're not on air, though. You know, he's got a lot going on. You know what I mean?
Yo, I want y'all to pull up. So it's playback.tv/CuffsTheLegend. It's NBA live stream. We partner with the NBA, NBA League Pass. It's a new platform. It's amazing. Some other creators on there. I think Gilbert Arenas was on there for a short while. It's like a lot of dope creators on there, and it's just unfiltered. It's just a watch party, just like Peyton Manning, Eli on the ESPN broadcast. Same vibes. Got music. Just talking about the game. It's fun and laughs, bro. Anytime y'all want to
Our vibe, if I hop on that thing, that vibe going to be a little different now. Uh-oh.
Bro, we with all the good energy, bro. So, like, I'm locked in tonight. I'm going to be on. Matter of fact, I'm going to do the Knicks game first. The Knicks game, and then I'm going to be on there for the Lakers and Nuggets. Anytime, bro.
I'm hopping on today. We need this victory. We don't get this victory, it's going to mess up my whole damn day.
You can be on camera or off camera. All you need is a mic, earbuds, and it's a dope platform. It's mobile on the mobile app. You can do it on a computer or your phone. It's lit, man.
Yeah, I got all that. Yeah. We're going to make it happen then. We're going to make it happen. The Lakers going to make it happen. Eight D-Lo. In a row. We do. It's eight.
D-Lo.
Ain't going to keep beating us. Cuz, man, we appreciate you hopping on with us every week. Like I said, this is my favorite segment of the show now every week when you join us, man. We appreciate you. I'll see you later on.
All right, Laker, appreciate it, man. All right, Laker
appreciate
buddies. Laker,
yeah,
brother,
yeah,
Howard
yeah, yeah.
Watching.
Right, and the people that are listening, we must take a break. That's LeVar Arrington. I'm TJ Houshmandzadeh. This is Up on Game on Fox Sports Radio. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. It's
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back in Up on Game. Live from the TireRack.com studios, I'm TJ Houshmandzadeh alongside Mr. LeVar Arrington.
Hi.
And as we wrap up the show, something pretty cool, man. The Pat Tillman Scholars, they're going to announce the 226 pick of the draft. That's neat. I'm glad the NFL is doing it. I will be at the draft myself. Announcing the pick. LeVar will be working the draft for Fox Radio, as he said earlier. So, yeah, we're going to be very tuned in one way or another when it comes to this draft. But I think that's pretty neat, man, that the NFL is allowing the Pat Tillman Scholars to do this and just kind of show the appreciation for him losing his life trying to protect us. Mm-hmm. In this country, and just for somebody that was a scholar and benefited from his sacrifice for us, that's great that the NFL is going to bestow this opportunity upon whomever it is.
You know, I'm a military kid. You know, if you know me, you know how much our men and women of service matter to me. I just did an event before Blue White game up in State College that supported our first responders, our firemen that are volunteers in Pennsylvania, and how we need to be aware of the fact that we need to support them. TJ, the mental health aspect of our military, our vets, our active duty members, the suicide rate of our vets, the incarceration rate of our vets, the homelessness of our vets, all of these issues that surround and plague our communities, of those very people that you're talking about that put it all on the line and risk their lives and risk everything that they have, the ultimate sacrifice for us to enjoy the freedoms that we have. It's great to have the acknowledgement. And anytime a large entity like the NFL takes the time to not only honor what Pat Tillman represented in sacrificing his college, I mean his pro career, to go fight for our country in a time of crisis, but the fact that he ultimately lost his life doing so, and that's being honored, and we're looking at the recipients and the benefactors of what he's gone through. But I would just say, and using our platform right here, right now, in this moment, I would urge people to not just look at the things that are glorified and the things that are so easy to be happy about and to discuss, and actually get involved. Like, understand more about what people who are doing the things that, like, when you think about a fireman, a fire person, a volunteer, nonetheless, that in the midst of sleep, it could be the dead of night. It could be the dead of winter of night. It could be the worst of weather conditions at night at any point in time. And they are called for, and they are depended upon to deliver a service to us as civilians of protection, safety, and assistance, ultimate assistance that could actually be the difference between someone living and dying, TJ. So to me, anytime there's awareness that is brought to our men and women of service and what they do, because there are so many times within our culture and our society, there's so many times that, you know, certain parts of our first responders are villainized. They're talked about certain ways. Things are handled in a certain way. But you don't really realize how important these people are to our safety. And
man,
to,
when you put your life on the line.
Yeah, man.
For
yeah.
others.
Yeah, like for that, others. Yeah.
Your life is on the line for other people.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You get one life, man, because I know myself very appreciative, and I can speak for everybody that's associated with what we're doing now at Fox. We say thank you because
indeed
you are jeopardizing your life for our safety.
For our safety.
For yeah. our safety. Yeah. And all you can do is say thank you.
Indeed.
That's all you can do, and that's not enough. And so – we are very appreciative of that. I didn't mean to interrupt you. But.
No, you're good. I mean, it's good just to bring the awareness and keep paying attention to it, man. That's all. And I'm proud that they're doing that.
Well, we'll put a bow on this show. Again, thank everybody for tuning in and listening. That's LeVar Arrington. I'm TJ Houshmandzadeh, up on Game on Fox Sports Radio. We'll see you guys next week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft.
I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.